Taxation, perpetual indentured servitude. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 13, 1 through 7, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil." Do you want to be unafraid of an authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. The Apostle Paul is quite clear here in Romans 13 that we are to submit to godly government that first punishes evil and praises what is right according to God's standard of justice and not man's. Secondly, this is because the civil magistrate is a minister for civil righteousness and justice for God. And third, because we are to do this for our own conscience sake before God. The submission spoken of here in Romans 13 is to pay taxes to the government that is doing what God has determined as righteous and is demonstrated by the magistrate in the treatment of the people who are honoring God and living by his law. He praises them. On the other hand, government that does not do the will of God toward its people in carrying out godly principles of government ought to be rejected because it does not have the authority from God. This is understood because of the way it suppresses the righteous and punishes them and praises the wicked who are doing evil. This leads me to our topical consideration. The current federal taxing scheme is not biblical at all, and is an unjust system of taxation that is in violation of the original intent of the Founding Fathers according to the Constitution. However, it is consistent with that system which is promoted by Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto that is entitled the Heavy Progressive or Graduated Income Tax. When government takes from the people by placing a heavy progressive income tax, that government has simply given itself the legal right to theft. It is an unjust system. This taxing scheme is called voluntary taxation. But in reality, it is an indentured servitude that has been placed on the citizens of America. It is a never-ending progression of organized theft that controls and punishes the people and makes them indentured servants to their government. If you don't pay your taxes, then everything you own can be confiscated. Think about it. If everything you materially own can be confiscated, what do you really own? You only own the equity value of your property. And that is only as long as the government does not take that away. We work as an indentured servant in order that we might keep our personal property because the government has passed a law requiring that we must voluntarily participate in their system in order to allow them to waste your money in various ventures and entitlements with the full force of the federal policing system to ensure that you conform to this status policy. Did you know that when you go to tax court, that the burden of proof is upon the citizen to prove that he does not owe what the government has assessed him in taxes upon his wages? You are guilty until you're proven innocent. You have to petition the court. The taxing authorities are the defendant in the case. You must prove your case. They have the presumption of correctness already. Now, we do not deny, as Christians, that we biblically owe a tax to the government that is providing true justice. But we are taxed for so many things that our national government ought not to be involved in. And when they were involved in any area, they seek that involvement to the exclusion of the rights of the people. It's time to change the federal taxing system in America. It is not broken. It simply is unbiblical and ought to be rejected for the socialistic control that it places upon our people and makes them perpetually indentured servants. Give us a biblical tax system that will prosper our families and will win the favor of God. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.